Good morning, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Anyworld & Co. by yours truly, Valerie Lima Sanchez. You are listening Graffiti Youth Shows on Radio Ara on the frequencies 102.9, 105.2, and 87.8 for the South. Like I mentioned previously, I'm going to talk about animes. I picked three animes that I watched personally. Going to give you a brief summary. Going to talk about my favorite characters, and I'm gonna give you a feedback, and also I'm gonna play some opening songs. Let's start with the first one, which is my all-time favorite, Detective Conan. The creator is Gosho Aoyama. He's 60 years old. There are currently 31 seasons or 105 volumes for the manga readers. It is a crime mystery show. The reason why it's so long is because in the Detective Conan universe, only 6 months have passed and the anime will end when it hits 1 year. There are currently 85 opening songs and you can stream it on Crunchyroll, but only until episode 483. But before we go to the summary, I'm gonna play the song from Petra Schiza, I hope I said that right, Mit aller Kraft. So that was Petra Schiza mit aller Kraft. Honestly, I personally love it. It's one of my favorite opening songs. Well, actually, it's my favorite opening song because it's such a vibe. I can always listen to it, always vibe to it. Honestly, it's amazing. There's something I forgot to mention. When you want to stream it on Crunchyroll, you can also stream the 25 movies that came out. Let's go over to the summary. The story begins with 17-year-old Shinichi Kudo, aka the Sherlock Holmes freak, who loves playing detective and solves many criminal cases. Sometimes he even helps the police when they have a case that is too difficult for them to solve. One day he goes to an amusement park called Tropical Land with Ranmuri, who is an old childhood friend, but secretly his first love. Ooh. and they get involved in a murder case on a roller coaster. It's important to note that two suspicious men were also in the roller coaster named Gin and Vodka. Shinichi solves the roller coaster case, and later on he witnesses an illegal money transfer with the same man in black from the roller coaster case and a third party. One of the men, also known as Jin, knocks him over from behind with what I think was a crowbar, I'm not sure, and gives him a pill that should technically kill him but shrinks his body back into a child. And with the mind of a 17-year-old and the body of a child, he still continues solving murder cases, but under a pseudonym, Conan Edugawa. As you heard, the story starts off really, really interesting. And honestly, the first time I saw it, I was shook that it's even possible to shrink someone through a pill, but apparently it works. Well, in the anime world, everything is possible. By the way, pill. The pill has a name, which is Apoptoxin 8469, or the short version, APTX 8469. Let's go over to my favorite characters, and then I'm gonna give you a little feedback on how I discovered this anime. Of course, the main character, Shinichi Kudo, he's also known for the Detective of the North, which is Tokyo. It's the capital of Japan, if people didn't know. Then we have Heiji Hattori, who is his best friend, and he's also a detective, but mostly active in Osaka. It's in the west central area, I think. I'm not really good at geography, so I'm sorry. On third place, we have Vermouth, or Vermouth. I don't know how to say it in English. She is also part of the black organization, but different from the rest of the member. She sometimes helps Shinichi when the black organization gets involved in something. Well, she gives him little hints. She even has a nickname for him, which is Silver Bullet. You might think, what is Silver Bullet? I'm gonna explain it to you. It's an unknown drug who has a connection with the pill that shrunk Shinichi back into a child. But in this context, it's referenced to the weakness of a werewolf, vampire, or witch. As you may know, these monsters are known to be bloodthirsty, similar to the black organization. Therefore, Shinichi is their one weakness. And the last of my favorite characters is Hai Haibara. Her real name is Shio Miyano, and she was the scientist from the black organization who developed the pill that shrunk Shinichi back into a child. Honestly, when I heard that, I was shocked. That sounded like the biggest betrayal ever. And I forgot to mention, she also had the nickname from the black organization, which was Sherry. I don't know if y'all are familiar with these names, but every member of the black organization has an alcohol type of name. Like I mentioned previously, she was the one responsible for the shrinking pill, but because of an incident, which I won't go much into details, she decided to also swallow the same pill. You have to know that the only way you can escape the black organization is through death. Like Conan, also she got shrunk back into a child and is living the life as Hai Haibara. So let's go to a little feedback. Honestly, I don't know if I already mentioned this earlier, but Detective Conan was the very first anime I've watched as a child. I was like, I think 8 or 9 years old, which, if you think about it, it's still a crime mystery, so people are getting killed, and I saw that as a child. But it's also important to mention that I grew up in a family where horror stuff is kind of normal, like legit normal. I watched my first ever horror movie when I was like 6 years old. Well, it doesn't mean that I'm kind of problematic. I'm still normal. I just love crime stuff. I don't know. I'm just so obsessed with them. Sometimes I even listen to true crime podcasts. Well, not even sometimes. It's on a regular basis. For me, it's something really precious because it's been there for my entire life. I'm like 21 now. I'm turning 22 this year. At the moment, unfortunately, it's on hold until further notice. But honestly, I don't know how it looks now because that was the situation a few months ago. So I don't know if it's still on hold. Probably, but I'm not sure. And honestly, I really find it so hard to find someone who also loves Detective Conan the way I do. I don't know anyone that watched it as a child or watches it now. If someone No, Detective Conan, you are an OG, like for real. I know there are like a lot of episodes. It's the same thing with One Piece and Naruto, you know. It's the same. It's been there for like, I don't know, 30 years. Yeah, I think 30 years. It's also so underrated in Europe. I feel like in like Arabia or in Japan, it's so well known, but in Europe, nobody knows it. It's crazy. Nobody knows Detective Conan. It really, really breaks my heart because I still watch it. Even yesterday, I think, I watched a movie from like one movie I watched. So I'm a bit bummed about that. Not a lot of people know it. Anyway, let's go to the second one, which is Moriarty the Patriot. The creators are Ryosuke Takeuchi and Hikaru Miyoshi. I hope I said that right, but I'm not good with Japanese names, so I am really sorry. It is based on Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes series. It has 3 seasons or 19 volumes. It is a crime mystery thriller and you can stream it on Crunchyroll. I'm gonna play you the opening song from the first season, Dying Wish. That was Dying Wish from the first opening song. Let's go over to a brief summary. James and Louis are 2 orphan twin brothers who are left to fend for themselves in the late 19th century British Empire, also known as the Victorian era. While noble live cushy lives, working class people are in for a life of suffering. The first son of Earl Moriarty, Albert, adopts the 2 twin brothers. He even has a biological brother, William, but he's just a disgusting human being. Like, the way he treats people, unbelievable. Unacceptable, even. Well, after an incident, which I won't go much into details, James takes over the place of the biological brother, William, alongside his real twin brother, Louis, and now adoptive brother Albert. Later on in life, now William James Moriarty is hired as a professor at the university where he teaches mathematics and I also think physics, but I'm not sure anymore. But deep inside him lies a desire to destroy the current structure that dominates British society. He wants to change the discrimination against the poor people, quotation mark, poor people. And that's the origin of the Lord of Crimes and also the beginning of the nemesis James Moriarty and Sherlock Holmes. Because of Detective Conan, I legit got also into Sherlock Holmes. Like, I listened to a lot of audios or podcasts. I don't know how to say it. And to know that there's a story that tells how it even started, like how James Moriarty and Sherlock Holmes even met. Well, it's not really like the original story, of course, because it's still based on the real story, but it gives you a little glimpse on how everything started. Well, before I talk too much, let's go over to my favorite characters and feedback. Honestly, it's really hard to decide because I like every character and the story is so well told. I'm not saying that crimes are a good thing, especially when it comes to murder, but the reason why they do it, I understand they try to change it, but they use, like, they approach it the wrong way, if that makes sense. Oh my god. Well, I have to say my English is not really perfect. I am still learning. I'm still, you know, I don't know. Let's just go over. So that's now the third and last anime for today's episode. And I'm pretty sure a lot of y'all anime watchers know it. Attack on Titan, also known as Shingeki no Kyojin. The creator is Hajime Isayama. It's an action, dark fantasy, post-apocalyptic anime. The reason why it was such a hit, like, I don't know how to say it, but in every episode, you had hints on how the story would develop later on. I first started watching it when season 2 came out, which was in 2017. And when I started it, I didn't understand anything. I was just watching it and enjoying it, you know. But then I rewatched it again. And now I understand why people are saying that every episode has a meaning. It's really true because in every episode, you get a hint on what's going to happen later on, which is mind-blowing just to think that someone created a masterpiece, legit. Like, he thought about everything. My mind blew up, really blew up. The anime won an award for Anime of the Year 2023 for the best opening song sequence, Rumbling, which we're gonna listen to it right now. But before I show the song, you can stream it on Crunchyroll, of course. So let's go over to the song Rumbling from C.I.M. or Seam, I don't know. Have fun.
If I lose it all, slip and fall, will you laugh at me? If I lose it all, lose it all. If I lose
So that was Rumbling from the band Sim or C-I-M. I still don't know how to pronounce it, I'm sorry. Let's go to the summary. The world is dominated by titans, which are giant humanoid creatures who devour humans. As humanity was almost completely wiped out, people had to flee behind the walls, Maria, Rose, and Sina. Young Aaron lives with his mother Carla, his father Grisha, and, adoptive sister Mikasa Ackerman, behind the first wall, Maria. It's the year 845. The wall is breached by two new types of titans, the Colossal Titan, which is a titan that consists of 90% of muscles, and the Armor Titan. As the name says it, it's a titan that has kind of a protection armor around the body. And unfortunately, Aaron had to witness how his own mother got eaten by a titan. This is the moment when he starts his revenge on the titans and trains hard to join the scout regiment. Well, for those who didn't watch Attack on Titan, you have to imagine that Attack on Titan has three big regiments. The first one, the scout regiment, who are the ones who fight against the titan behind the walls. Then you have the garrison regiment, who are responsible for patrolling and protecting the walls. They also evacuate citizens and dispatch titans in the case of an emergency breach in the walls. And the third is the military police regiment. They are in charge of keeping order inside of the walls and protecting the king or queen. Due to their important function as guardians of the most important humans, only top trainees from graduating class are permitted to join them. So it's not for everyone. By the way, the reason why I said adoptive sister is that she originally comes from the Ackerman clan that once served as warriors for the first king, King Fritz. But they were persecuted to the brink of extinction after refusing to follow the first king's ideology. Let's go over to my favorite characters. And of course, we have the main character, Aaron Yeager. I mean, he's basically the reason why everything happened. I think I said too much. Ooh. Well, anyway, let's go over. Second, I have Mikasa Ackerman. Well, honestly, I reconsider putting her into the list. I'm someone I cannot stand when people get too attached to me. I need my personal space. And I feel like she doesn't give Aaron the personal space he needs, kind of. That's a different story. So she's in the spectrum of one of my favorite characters. And I'm sorry. Well, I still like her. I still like her. The fact that she's one of the Ackerman clan, like the strongest warriors ever existed. And that she has an incredible force in herself. Absolutely amazing. Like, the fight scenes with her, out of the world. Out of the world. For the third place, I have Armin Arlert. He is the brain of the group. He's the intelligent one that always comes up with the craziest, but always the geniuses, the best ideas. I know why I said geniuses. Then I have Sascha Braus. If you know, you know. She is also known as the potato girl because there is a scene, it's in the first season. In the first season when they are training, that she legit eats a potato in front of the, I don't know how is he called. He's a trainer. He trains the youth. So she just decided to eat a potato right in front of her. And of course, she got a punishment. The reason why I chose Sascha is because she reminds me a lot of myself. Not gonna lie. She is clumsy, as quirky as I am. I legit have a nickname, Miss Clumsy. I'm not even kidding. My friends call me Miss Clumsy because I'm that clumsy. Then I have Connie Springer. He's also one of the member of the Survey Corps, the Scouts Regiment. Yeah, he's just a funny dude. He's like the clown of the group. He's the one who always gets left behind, kind of. Like, let's go to John Kirstein. He's also a member of the Survey Corps. First, I wasn't sure if I should put him in the list because he has an obsession with Mikasa. And I don't know why, but I don't like when characters get too obsessed, like too attached to someone, even though I'm someone who gets attached to people. So I don't understand myself sometimes. That's a whole different story. Next, we have Levi Ackerman. As you can hear from his last name, he's also part of the Ackerman clan and is humanity's strongest soldier. And he is part of Evan Smith's team, who is the leader of the 13th Survey Corps, the one who fights the Titan behind the walls. Next we have, and I think a lot of people are gonna hate me for it, but Rainer Braun. I am sorry, but all of all the characters from Attack on Titan, he is the only one. Well, not the only one, but he is the one who had the most insane character development in my mind. Like, the fact that, well, no, when I say that, I'm going to spoil too much. But he, at first, he was bad, but became good, you know. So, and you really see how he changed and why he was the bad person. To see through someone's eyes how they can change as a human being is really interesting. But, and then we have Hanji Zoe, who is also part of Evan Smith's team. It's kind of the same with Sasha. They remind me a lot about myself. I'm always telling, especially my best friend, I always tell him right away when something exciting happened. And when I'm interested in something, I want to know more and I'm really invested into it. Anyway, let's go over to the feedback and also the last point of today's episode. In my opinion, it's a very interesting anime and exciting because the plot twist after season 3 completely caught me off guard. I was not expecting the turn after season when I first started watching season 4, like the first episode, I thought that I clicked on the wrong anime. I thought that we are watching a completely new anime that has nothing to do with Attack on Titan. And a little advice for those who didn't watch it yet, don't have favorite characters because the chances are high that they might be dead. I did that mistake and I cried a lot, so don't do that too. Now for my fellow watchers, a new manga has been confirmed about Levi's past. Honestly, I'd prefer hearing more about Hanji's past or even Evan Smith's past. We know a lot of Levi. We know where he comes from. We know his background family. So I don't know why we should get a new manga about him and not about Hanji. I don't know shit about Hanji. So I want to know more about her. Honestly, I'm still glad that we get at least a last word from Isayama, but yeah. Anyway, before I say too much, let's end today's episode. I'm happy that you all joined in and we see each other very soon. Goodbye.